Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, here's Bill Clinton stumping for Hillary.
Right.
Kind of forgets who he's stumping for at the end.
So, Hillary says, in 2005, the United States Congress adopted the Bush-Cheney Energy Bill, which gave $27 billion of subsidies to nuclear, oil and gas, and coal. The only thing that was justified was clean coal, because countries are going to keep using that. We have to figure out how to take the carbon dioxide out of it. The rest of it was waste. If you elect me, I'll repeal those subsidies and put them into a strategic energy
you elect
fund
me.
That will create American jobs for America's future with clean energy and energy efficiency.
Wow, they don't even bother to
they don't even laugh at him.
It just kind of happens.
Hot as balls. The Don and Mike Show.
Try to try.
No, okay, well, fine. Then I'm going to judge that performance. And I think it was a mistake. And I'll tell you why. Because you are... Let me finish. You are always going...
Shut up.
Enough.
Enough. Enough.
I brandish from gang, you might.
We're just looking for lots of sex.
Lots of sex.
Lot, not a little, a lot.
Lots of sex.
Lots.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
Right.
That was funny.
Think so? Do you really think so? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
What?
Is this Don?
And Mike. We're both here.
Hey. Well, Don, I wanted to say what you were talking about yesterday about why you're leaving. That was really good. That was really, you know, we're all proud of you over here in California. And also, seeing if you guys can do me a favor and play that Van Halen Running with the Devil, that background of him just screaming like a fool.
Very nice. No. Bye-bye.
I do love that tape, though. That's just David Lee Roth going,
yeah.
Whoa!
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Is it me?
Oh, that's
the wrong answer.
Not anymore.
It's a disqualification.
When you elect me, everything's going to be fine. I'm very happy to be stumping for Hillary, and I'd also like to say hi to Dennis Murphy. Thank you, dear.
We got some tapes to listen to.
Very good.
We've got, now, I was going to say, we can spin the Wheel of Holly.
Okay.
She's a cheerleader tryout.
Oh, perfect for her.
Wow. We've also got a pretty good tape of Gary Busey getting badass with some 11-year-old kid at the Oscars.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
He's out of his mind.
You want to hear this?
He is spinning completely out of control. And I don't think it's by design. I swear to God, if you thought there was a chance that this guy was lucid, you would think that he was doing this to reinvigorate his career.
You know,
does he have any projects?
I don't know, but he's all over the place. You know, you attack Ryan Seacrest on the red carpet, and then you go off on a kid reporter.
He's a little dim.
We got something about that, too, with him with Ryan Seacrest, why he had a hard-on for Ryan Seacrest.
Well, he called Ryan Seacrest on his show yesterday.
Right.
Yesterday or the day before.
He explains, he says he wanted to give Ryan Seacrest mad props for his dope MC skills.
And when he started talking, I listened to this, and when he wanted to talk to Ryan Seacrest about his attack on the red carpet is when he, you know, I told you the other day, when he sounds like he's living in a teepee. He sounds like he's completely, on space tripping.
So Gary Busey says, I want to pay you a compliment. I didn't know you were in the middle of doing an interview. Right, he's on the red carpet talking to Jennifer Gardner.
And he's got this way of holding his head that just, the teeth, he leads with the teeth.
So here's Gary Busey, just a follow-up, Oscar night. With an 11-year-old kid.
Starts out innocently enough.
Yes.
It's like there's not going to be a problem.
Right.
Like a little kid there, like the school reporter that got the TV station to fly him out there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, here's Gary Busey.
Hi, I'm Grace.
How are you, darling?
So what advice do you have for all those young celebrities out there who are getting in trouble with the law nowadays?
Well, you're going to have to say that. You're going to have to speak up because I can't hear you.
What advice do you have for the celebrities that are, the young celebrities that are against the law right now? Or, you know, not getting in trouble, going into bars
well,
and things like that?
I don't understand
like
you. What are you asking me?
What do you think about that? And what would you like to say? What do you
to
think?
Who? What are you asking me?
Like, so what do you think about all the celebrities, the young celebrities like Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears getting in trouble
well,
now?
Guess what? They're not celebrities. They're idiots. They're losers. Winners do what losers don't want to do. Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton, they're all children of God. but they need to wake up and understand they have a responsibility to the people who look at them and admire them to be better behaved and better feelings about life and the charities the parents talked about. She does nothing. She's a liar. She's a pathological liar in terms of what the heck she says on Larry King and what she doesn't do after she says it. That's a shameful thing to do, and it'll bite her in the butt when it comes around.
Thank
Hi,
you.
Paris.
Mr. Busey, will you give a shout out to Grace's
what?
Website? Will you give a shout out to Grace's website?
Stars like
I can't hear you. You're talking too fast.
Shout out, say hi.
I'm not giving a shout out.
Gary Busey.
No. I don't give shout outs.
Okay.
That's a stupid thing.
You're right there. That's a dick move.
Say hi to her website. Say hi, starslike.com.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
We got our interview.
Okay, thanks.
That's a dick
He's
move.
Such a stain.
Wow. That little kid.
The kid's terrified. When the kid has to reform the question, the kid is obviously
and
terrified.
The kid says it so a mongoloid understands
exactly.
The question. Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears.
How are you, darling? What's the question?
What's telling about that is when he has to have the stuff repeated, it's not because he can't hear. He says, you're talking too fast.
Yeah, he's completely and totally out of it. And the weird thing is when he called Ryan Seacrest on his show, he had this kind of peace, love,
yes.
happiness vibe about him. And it's just crap. I mean, the guy's out of his mind.
And we're sure that's not Nick Nolte, right?
It's close.
Very close, Robbie.
He right. is still working. He had a movie out this year, and he's got four more on the way. So he's still getting jobs.
But Elvis, when you say movies, is that like Mark Consuelo's having movies?
It could be, sure.
On the Oxygen Network.
Right.
What's the Tommy Lee Jones one with Steven Seagal that he made?
Under Siege.
The only Steven Seagal movie that I actually like, and Gary Busey's in that.
Hmm. Oh, hold on. I bet I can... Not to derail you, but I bet, and that's almost a pun, because I bet you like the second Steven Seagal went through about the train.
Not as much as the one where they're on the destroyer.
But you watched the one with the train, right?
I did watch that one, but I liked Drybeck when he was down in the kitchen, and he starts the fire to get everything going. It was a wonderful movie.
To me, Gary Busey will always be a slobbery Buddy Holly.
He was great as Buddy Holly. He really was great as Buddy Holly.
Movie.
That was like the last truly great work that he did.
This is where I get it mixed up because I almost just said he was great in Rich Man, Poor Man. And then I remember that was Nick Nolte, right?
Nick Nolte.
Right?
Of course, if you were stacking up the careers, Nick Nolte laps Gary Busey.
Right.
There's no question about
it. But don't forget he gave us Jake Busey.
Who would you rather be today, Gary Busey or Nick Nolte?
Based on, boy, that's
I'd rather
hard.
Be Gary Busey. He sounds a little more lucid.
No, I'd be Nick.
Nick is really messed up, though.
Eh.
I mean, even after the mugshot,
remember
they showed Nick
photo?
In the airport.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he still's got that crazy buckwheat hair going everywhere.
I can't believe I'm in the airport and I smell like vomit again.
It might be more fun, though, to be his kind of crazy than Gary Busey's kind of crazy. I think it might be more fun to be Nick Nolte. Yeah.
Gary Busey was maybe Alzheimer's crazy.
Wearing pajamas on a plane.
Nick might have brought it on himself.
Although my favorite crazy Nick might still be Nick Cage. Because I was reading about, what's that movie? National Treasure, the second one.
The sequel.
Coming out on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading, I don't know why, because I was bored reading, okay, I like Nicolas Cage, blah, 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 blah. And all of a sudden it starts saying, like, well, Kal-El and I are doing this. Kal-El and I are doing
this. That's his kid, right?
Yeah. Kal-El is learning how to walk. Kal-El is very bright. Kal-El likes knowing daddy in the movies. It's like no one stops to say, hey dude, you know. It's like you might as well have named your kid like Smurf. Named your kid Banana Split. Named your kid Popeye the Sailor Man. You named your kid Kal-El.
Baby Superman.
You didn't even give him the Clark Kent name, or you didn't even name him like Superman as a middle name. His name is Kal-El Coppola, or whatever his real last name
You would have gotten
is.
Away with Lex, too.
Coppola.
Lex would have been good.
Lex would have been cool.
Yeah.
When he did his media junket for that Treasure of Secrets or Secret Treasure movie, every reporter was said, if he catches you staring at his hairline, he will end the interview.
Really?
Yeah. So he's all
well, he's also
that,
dealing with that Kathleen Turner book where she said that he got a DUI that they covered up and he stole a dog.
He stole my dog. Stole my dog.
Isn't he suing her about that?
And had a meatloaf sandwich.
But he's had a rap for that for being a little out there the whole time. And the good news about that, he's still a young actor, so you can look forward to watching him grow old and turning into either Gary Busey or Nick Nolte. That could
and
be a
poor
lot of fun.
Kal-El is going to turn into Wolfie Van Halen. Or as I kept referring to him, Kal-El Coppola, because his last name. Right. That's his given last name.
That's how he got his early roles. He had a connection, Francis Ford Coppola.
Kal-El Coppola.
Wasn't he the pizza guy in he had a small role in Fast Times, didn't he?
I don't know.
Fast Times?
Was Nicolas Cage in Fast Times at Ridgemont
High?
Was
he in Fast Times?
Let me double check. He has a small role in
All right, go look.
He wasn't Mr. Pizza Guy.
Go look that up. That's a good job for him. Get him out of the room for a little while. Get back to doing the show you and I want to do. Hello, Don.
There he
and Mike
goes. He'll be gone for an hour.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. It's you.
Up there. And.
Time.
No, well, that was disconnected.
I just remember him in Moonstruck without a hand. My hand. Look what happened to my hand. I like Nicolas Cage.
I like him in all of his junkie movies.
I like all his movies.
I like The Rock.
I know one you don't like that I love.
Which one?
It Could Happen to You.
Oh, is that the lottery movie? Okay, well.
He's a fan.
Not him, you.
I take that bullet. I love that movie.
Raising Arizona.
You know why? Because not only Raising Arizona.
My favorite.
He's in that one, too. But the thing about that movie that I like is I love me the Bridget Fonda, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bridget Fonda is a supreme piece of ass.
I'll tell you, I think Nick Cage's best movie is the Christmas movie. The one, what's the name of that? Where he's a guy that has it all, and he gets transported back in time to a parallel universe.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
With Tia Leone, and he finds out what it would be like.
I don't even know the title of it, but I know the movie you're talking about.
I love that movie.
It was not a box office success.
It was not, but it's one that I go to around Christmas. God, I've got it on DVD, too, because we watch it at Christmas. I find it to be, like, next to A Christmas Story, it's like one of the few modern movies about Christmas I dig.
Mm-hmm. He worked with Tia Leone. They both had that, that Italian heat together. That's why they worked so well together.
What's the name of that movie?
Tia Leone, who's still, when they made that movie, she still smelled of David Duchovny.
She always smells of, she's married to him, still married, right?
Yeah. Is she still married to him?
I think so. Yeah.
Tia Leone.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, if you're listening to that tape of Gary Busey, if you didn't know it was him, it almost sounds like Johnny Cash is answering the question.
He is, he's got that twang. He's got that southern twang.
I hear the train is coming. Hi, Professor.
Is it the Family Man?
That's it.
Ah.
And also, he was credited as Nicholas Coppola in Fast Times. He was a buddy of Brad's.
Ah.
So he wasn't
buddy of Brad's.
So you'd look for him the next time you watch the movie.
Man, I got to look for that guy.
Who knew?
Who is that guy?
Thanks for the other thing, too. I didn't know. Family Man. That's right. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
I believe Nicolas Cage was supposed to play the main girl's brother in the role, but he didn't get it.
You mean he was supposed to play Brad?
Yeah. And then I think he might have done a cameo, but he was supposed to play like her older brother.
You know, that would not, as much as I know Judge Reinhold has not had a stellar career in Hollywood, I don't think that movie works with Nicolas Cage in that role instead of Judge Reinhold.
You know why? Because
Brad's the single successful guy.
Yeah, right. Judge Reinhold. Maybe it's because he's just so embedded into our thought processes.
It
as
was
having
the
that
definitive.
Role.
That's the thing about Hollywood.
Here's the thing.
He had his perfect role at the very beginning of his career.
Nicolas Cage never was freewheeling enough to let. You know the scene where Brad is washing that big blue car.
And having a fantastic time doing it. He loves his car.
The Ramones are on the radio. He's like, rock and roll radio. Yeah. I mean, that's not Nick Cage's thing. That's not his bag.
He would have been too scary looking back then, too. Because he really is a scary looking guy.
He is scary looking as hell in Peggy Sue Got Married.
Oh, he's fantastic.
That movie
with Kathleen Turner.
Kathleen Turner.
That's when she talked about him with the DUI and he stole a dog. You know what I'm thinking, though? We're sitting here talking about Nicolas Cage movies, and every time you bring one up, I am hard-pressed to remember the title of it, because he hasn't made the kind of movies that are legendary. He really hasn't done that.
He was great in Honeymoon in Vegas. No one could have played that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he was good in that movie, but they're all these kind of...
But they're all like The Wicker Man, The Weather Man.
Wicker Man is one weird-ass movie.
Moonstruck.
They're all a little odd.
Wicker Man is one... I defy you on HBO to sit through the whole thing.
It's really great at the end when they catch him.
Yeah, well, it's 90 minutes, though.
I watched the end of The Wicker Man because it's kind of neat.
Have you ever watched The Weather Man?
Yeah, I've watched The Weatherman.
With Michael Caine?
Yeah, that where he actually gets the crap thrown at him.
Yeah, and he's the archer, and he goes out in the middle of Central Park.
But see, if you had said to me just now, what's that one where he gets stuff thrown at him, I wouldn't remember. I'm trying to think of the one there was a tremendous, like, horror thriller where he goes into the land of snuff films, where Nicolas Cage goes and I don't know the name of the title of the movie.
Eight millimeter.
Ah.
Another great movie.
I mean, they're good movies, but they're not the kind of movies where you remember them for the rest of your life. The titles, at least.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You are totally missing Nicolas Cage, scarier than ever, in a movie called Valley Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cheese stands alone.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out on that one.
Get the box.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. That's like calling and saying, man, George Clooney was in Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. I mean, he was.
Fantastic in that.
But hello, Don and Mike Show.
My boy.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, man, the movie is called Family Man with Nicolas Cage.
Right, Robbie had that. Thank you, though. Much appreciated. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Have you guys ever seen an old movie with Gary Busey called Big Wednesday?
Big Wednesday?
Yeah.
That might be more obscure than any of the Nick Nolte movies that we've
ever made. Never heard of it. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Did you ever see Matchstick Men with Nicolas Cage?
Yeah.
That's another one, right? And that's got the guy that was in the movie where he pretended to be Chuck, what's his name? Chuck Barris?
Chuck Barris.
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
Classic.
Sam Rockwell is another guy that is very, very scary.
And a very weird body, too. A guy likes getting naked in a lot of movies.
Look at the Green Mile. He plays the psycho in it.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, hi. It's Don you. Mike. Go.
Yeah, no. One of the Nicolas Cage's first movies he was in was Retarded when he played the stupid punk rock boyfriend on Valley Girl.
Second one for Valley Girl.
Uh-huh.
Seems to be a cult following for Valley Girl around the country.
Great soundtrack.
All right. I didn't watch it.
We have that. I know we have that by Frank Zappa.
We do.
Valley Girl. Valley Girl.
Speaking of naming your kids.
Oh, my God. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How's everybody?
Hey, we're doing great.
That's good news. Nick Cage was great in Leaving Las Vegas, where he plays the drunk that goes to Las Vegas to drink himself to death.
All right, now we're beginning to repeat Nick Cage movies.
I think we've pretty much had all of his great ones.
Yeah. That was a real movie that he did. But Gary Busey, early in his career in Gumball Rally, is the redneck in the Z28 who almost wins and flips it over, gets like real frustrated behind the wheel because he's a race car, a hot rod guy, and he's out into this road race and he flips his car all over the place.
It's safe to say I know what I'm doing this weekend. Gary Busey in Gumball Rally. I am all over that.
Brian Gumball Rally.
See you.
Yeah, classic.
Well, he's listening to himself already.
Mm-hmm. And TCBQ, Valley Girl,
she's a Valley Girl, Valley Girl. There it is.
Frank Zappa.
Nicolas Cage, together again.
Isn't it his daughter that goes like, oh my God.
Yeah, I think so.
Moon Unit. Moon Unit Zappa. You know, really, if you tie it all together to put it in a nice little bow.
Yeah.
Maybe he was feeding off the whole Zappa thing when he named his kid. I mean, you got Dweezil and Moon Unit, and maybe Nicolas Cage wanted to mirror the life of Frank Zappa.
Or maybe Nicolas Cage just really loves Superman.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's just nuts.
Okay. Or a combination of all.
Absolutely.
All of those. When we come back, you know, forget the Holly Morris thing. We'll spin that wheel another day. Because I think when we come back, it's time to talk about Rob's two favorite topics.
Really?
Disney and Adolf Hitler.
Together again.
Mike, did you know that Adolf Hitler liked drawing Disney characters?
Adolf Hitler did. What about his brother Adolf?
We've always called him Adolf.
Here are some of the drawings that were drawn by Adolf Hitler. Pinocchio.
Uh-huh.
Sleepy. And looks like maybe like Doc or Bashful. From Snow White.
Those were drawn by Adolf Hitler?
Yes. These were drawn by Adolf Hitler.
And we're going to talk about that after we play the advertisements?
We sure are.
But we're not saying adieu yet.
Have we done? Wow, we got two Adolf stories today.
Yes, we do.
Treasure hunters hit dig for Adolf's gold.
Wow.
Yeah. So stand by, Rob.
I got to go get my shovel.
Do not adjust your radios.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.